Chapter 4 Carter reached up with his good hand and pulled himself onto the deck of the abandoned ship. With the funeral behind them, his thoughts had turned back to whatever might be waiting for them on board. Vanessa, Buzz, and Jane scrambled up behind him, and they worked their way toward the ship's two-level wheelhouse. It sat like a small building on the main deck, with doors on either side, port and starboard. When Carter reached the port entrance, he saw at a glance how dead the place was inside. An instrument panel near the door was smashed and dented, its old glass gauges covered in a thick layer of grime. Vines grew in through the spaces where the windows used to be and ran in a tangle all around the room.
"I think this is communications over here," Vanessa said.
The first thing on everyone's mind was the radio, but it didn't take long to rule out that possibility. Vanessa flipped several switches and turned a few levers, but nothing happened. It was all just junk by now. Carter went straight up a set of steep metal stairs to find the captain's wheel on the top level. A dead clock above the broken-out windows had stopped at 10:35. There seemed to be some navigation equipment as well, but it was just as lifeless as everything else. He didn't see any paper charts either.
"There's more stairs over here,"
Buzz's voice came from below, followed by a metal groan and echoing footsteps. Then Carter heard Vanessa call out,
"Buzz, slow down," she said. "Wait for me."
"Well, come on then," Buzz answered back. "I think there might be..."
Whatever he said next was swallowed up by another metallic groan, a loud snapping sound, and then an enormous crash. Carter raced back down to the main level of the wheelhouse. Jane stood alone in an open hatchway at the back, looking into the space below. If any stairs had been there a minute ago, they were gone now. All Carter could see was the hole left behind and a cloud of gray dust.
"Buzz?" he shouted.